There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
And give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek Game Show. Yes, that's right. It's not 50 Days of Dragon Con. It is the Unique Geek Game Show, even though I did this something that does. Anyway. I got contestants and things. This is off to a smashing start so far. Joining me on the phone, from my left to your right, is Rox. Rox, how you doing?
So where is the Sheraton this year? Does the hotels move?
Yes, all the hotels have moved at Dragon Con.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
But
I'm
all
good.
The programming staying in the same place. So the hotels move around the programming now.
Okay, sounds good.
You know who would actually know this? Lee. Lee, who is joining us as a contestant tonight because we've had a couple of people drop off. So she's also going to be our scorekeeper too.
And we now have transparent aluminum. And so so the hotels can move, but we will still have our nice little boxes. Computer. And so I also saw, and I am the scorekeeper. I went to go see Hamilton this past week. Uh-huh. And so if sometimes some answers have Hamilton quotes or music thrown in, you might get some extra points.
You gonna lay down some fat rhymes?
I'm not gonna try. No. I'm not gonna throw away my shot.
But up, oh. And that takes me to the most obvious reference.
There we go. Okay.
Also joining us all the way from the West Coast. You know, it's like 3 a.m. where he's at right now. JJ, hey, how you doing?
So you just put me in England. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually, I was about to say. Right, so he would be
it's the other way. He's in the past.
He would be at 6 a.m.
He's in the past.
It's 5:45 there.
I saw Kevin the Geek is moving out of Washington. Do you know who he is?
No.
JJ?
No.
Not a clue. Sorry.
It's this guy.
You know what? Yeah, he knows that. He knows Kevin the Geek as much as he knows Waldo Craven.
It's this guy who is a wacko Trump supporter beyond one of the alt-right. And he lives in Portland, so that went over well, especially since he keeps putting up signs on his computer repair shop about how horrible the liberals are in the area.
Oh, he's in Lake Oswego. I know exactly where that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was that? I think I know where Oswego is because, John, when we were there, that's near where Serve was.
Yeah, he's moving, apparently.
You know, the weird thing about Lake Oswego is named after Oswego in New York. Just, you know.
I like Oswego, with a little bit of ham in roast beef.
It goes great with a good red, a good Bordeaux.
But yeah, I get Portland news in my newsfeed for some reason. I don't know. It's trying to tell me something.
At some point, John, you have to tell me how I can add a newsfeed to Allo because I can't add a newsfeed.
Okay. I'll get on that once you and I are the only people using Allo.
That'll answer once we're not the only two people using it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So of course tonight's scorekeeper is also Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm great.
Lee the scorekeeper.
I'm not
talking to the Lee the contestant.
I'm great.
All right.
Can I tell you something? Can we make everybody feel old? So as we know, Teenlet is a senior. He's going to senior prom on Saturday.
Senior prom.
La-dee-da. Well.
Yeah.
is he going with stuff in his wallet or?
Yes, and he has a girlfriend.
Hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yep, I got a junior. So, okay, moving right along.
Did anybody invite her to prom?
No. And if they did, she wouldn't go anyway.
She would murder them.
And I'm sorry, boys that go to her school, you suck, because she's very, very pretty and very, very smart and an amazing artist. So, on you. Go.
Oh, we need paper, right?
Yes.
Or you can just type it in the chat box and we all go on our honor that we don't change it after we hear the answer.
I don't think so.
All right.
So anyway, there you go, Lee. There's your answer in the chat. So we can keep that between ourselves right now. So the first thing we do, of course, to find out who's going to be in charge of the game this round is to roll for initiative. So initiative, in addition to getting 3 points, will basically determine who gets to determine at the beginning of each game who goes first, maybe some other stuff they get to do throughout the game. But they're basically in charge, besides Lee, who's also the scorekeeper, who's in charge of the score. And we're assuming she's going to do it fairly.
So, I will. I promise. I promise on my grad school education honor code thing.
All right. So here we go. The first initiative, the initiative question, rather, the only one. The White House made news recently by adding the British to the list of folks that are trying to steal their tinfoil hats. According to Box Office Mojo, how much has From Russia with Love grossed domestically without going over? So I need you guys to write that down. Or.
And I have a question. Are we talking today's dollars or those dollars?
Those dollars.
Mm. Okay. And when you say domestic, you mean here, though it's a British flag?
Well, yeah. Just here. United States, correct. Box Office Mojo gives us these numbers, so.
And it was dollars in their time. Okay.
Yeah, without going over. Dollars in their time, yes. Well, yeah, yes. In release, in theatrical release. Everyone got a number?
Yep.
JJ is doing math, carrying the one.
I'm just being very conservative about with my. Did you want mine?
Let's start with JJ. Okay, JJ said 40 million, I believe, is what he said.
Yep, that's what it's trying to say.
Okay.
I have terrible handwriting.
All right. And Lee, what did you write down?
I wrote down 15 million.
15, 1-5.
1-5.
And Rox, what'd you write down?
I wrote 50 million quid.
Do I got to do the...
just go with it as U.S. dollars. She'll start giving you nuts and
Lee,
stuff.
Lee wins the 3 points and control of the game. Basically, this is just going to be Lee's game. The total was $24.7
really?
Million. Dollars. Yes.
Yeah.
$24.7 million.
That's all? Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't a popular one.
Well, think about it. Well, first of all, it's not a very popular one. Second of all, think about it then, Rox. That's why I was like, tickets in those dollars, because movie tickets were like $3 then.
Okay.
So, Lee, we're moving on to Geek News. Who do you want to answer the first question? In Geek News, by the way, correct answers are worth 2 points. Incorrect answers are worth nothing. And if you steal... from the person being asked that question, you get 1 point. So who do you want to go first, Lee? Lee is not still here. Yeah. Can someone type to her?
Is Lee having an ice storm?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
All right. So Lee said that JJ is going to go first.
Okay.
Someone tell her to drop off and drop back on. I would do it, but my hands are tied up with all stuff. Okay, so JJ is going to go first because I actually want to hear his answer to this question anyway. Marvel's Iron Fist has premiered to less than stellar reviews. Who stars as the title character?
Oh, Finn Jones.
Finn Jones is correct. Yeah, we made JJ go first, Lee, even though we still can't hear you. We see your face. We see your lips move, but we can't hear you.
I don't think she said anything.
She's saying stuff.
Her mouth is not moving.
Finn Jones is correct. Okay, so have you actually watched the show?
I've watched about 8 episodes.
I think that's about where I'm at too. I just saw them go to China.
I watched.
We watched one.
All right, I'm going to try something. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Well, you do that.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Yes. There we go. Okay. Yeah. I have no idea. All right. So what are we doing?
JJ just got the first question right. We made.
I believe that, and he gets how many points on Geek News?
2 points. For Finn Jones? 2 points.
2 points. Got it. All right.
Yeah. Your take on it, JJ, real quick.
I would have taken the second episode completely out. That didn't add anything. I'm enjoying it, but I'm not loving it.
Is it? Well, what I have heard is no one is loving it as much as I have not watched it yet. We've been watching The Man in the High Castle season one to catch up, which is really awesome. So what I am hearing from people is it's not Luke Cage and it's not Jessica Jones. It's not terrible, but it's not the greatest.
It's enjoyable. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
But yeah, it's there are problems with it inherently that I don't think we want to take up.
No,
take our up game show to discuss.
Not right now. Yeah.
But my feeling is with you, JJ. Some of the dialogue is really ham-fisted, but
yeah,
it is. Yeah. Oh my god!
How is the one thing I have? I do have a question. How are you liking Finn Jones as Danny?
He's okay.
Okay. Yeah. No,
he looks like the restaurateur guy that wants to put in the restaurant across the street from my house.
Well,
so I don't like it.
One of the biggest reviews I've seen, like three reviews, they're using a version of this, which is paraphrased, which is at some point people are going to realize just because somebody got cast in Game of Thrones does not mean they can act. And I was like, oh, damn.
So, I'm not going to say he can't act. He's just the most hacky sack Iron Fist I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
He's Portland's Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz's Banana Slugs Hacky Sack Team. Way to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Lee, you are next. You get the next question.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that, but whoa.
Sure.
Warner Brothers is apparently considering hacking back into what sci-fi series?
God help us all, The Matrix.
The Matrix. The Matrix is correct. Anybody who is calling for? Oh, except for the fact that what's his name?
Keanu?
Fruitvale Station. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is apparently attached. Besides that being a good idea,
that's true.
Because he should just be cast in everything, even crappy Fantastic Fours, which were not entirely not his fault.
He was the best part of Fantastic Four. Let us not.
Who's asking for a Matrix reboot at this point?
Nobody.
No one.
Yeah. Warner Brothers bank account.
Good point. All right, Rock. So that's 2 points to you, Lee. Rock.
All right, got it.
Here's your question. Sony, seemingly from outer space, announced that they will release this spin-off movie on October 15th, 2018. No word yet from Marvel. What spin-off movie is coming from Sony?
My Uncle the Martian.
My Uncle the Martian is not correct. Anybody else care to steal?
I'm assuming I know what it is.
Yes, go ahead.
You go first.
Venom.
Venom is correct. It is Venom.
No, JJ gets a point for stealing that, right? Yeah, yes, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So,
but I was hoping for a CGI Ray Walston.
We all are.
God help us, yes.
So that announcement came out of nowhere. No, I mean, there had always been talks that it was in the works, but
okay. But if Marvel already has Spider-Man,
well, Marvel doesn't have Spider-Man. Sony does. They're just Sony working does. Together.
Well,
now
that sounds awesome. So since Marvel has Spider-Man and Sony is just raking in the cash afterwards, how could they not do it with Marvel? I mean, it's got to somehow fit in the Marvel universe.
I assume that they're hoping that they can make Marvel help them.
Probably. very possible. Okay.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a long time. It's just that everyone thought it was dead, and then all of a sudden they have a release date, and there isn't, as far as anybody can tell, there's not even a script or a director. There might be a script, but the director is iffy at best. So, anyway. Okay. JJ, here we go. Americans voted again. Sorry, I'll give you the question there. Americans voted again, this time to replace the shoe, wheelbarrow, and thimble game pieces in Monopoly. Name two of the three pieces set to replace them.
The rubber ducky.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That is correct. Yes. Rubber Ducky, Penguin, and T-Rex are the three that are coming out. So as an article that I read said, so basically no one's fighting over the car anymore. Everyone's fighting over the T-Rex.
T-Rex. Yeah. Or the Penguin. Penguin's cute.
I like the car.
And they're all birds.
This made me wonder, actually, when they made a big deal out of it, why isn't there a company making third-party Monopoly pieces that you can buy?
Can't you just typically make any? Yeah, you're right. Why can't you just make a little piece?
Yeah, but I mean, can you see a booth at Dragon Con that has like little figurines?
Like you can make your own little self as a figurine, little one?
Yeah.
A little JJ, a little Lee.
What's
so JJ be this big and Lee be this
though? That okay, the T-Rex is our financial disarray. Thank you, Hamilton, for setting us up with our U.S. Treasury. And what does this mean?
I don't know. It means that we have a lot of money and a lot of free time in the United States.
And people love Jurassic Park.
All right.
Okay. And Ernie. All right. So next is Lee. Speaking of animals, who is set to star in a new reboot, again, another reboot, of Dr. Doolittle?
Whoa.
Yes, Lee. Go.
Oh, I see her mouth
moving. Oh, I see your mouth moving. Oh, no. We're going to have to take the points away from her.
Somebody steal.
We're going to give her to 5, 4, 3.
Type Lee.
She typed Robert Downey Jr. That is correct, Lee. Well, Lee figures out her audio problems yet again. That's 2 points to Lee. We can't hear her. I don't know what's going on, Lee. Technology doesn't like you. By the way,
this is a great
preview for 50 Days of DragonCon,
by the way. Is this reboot, will he be doing a Rex Harrison and speaking his songs? I mean, with the first reboot with what's his name?
Eddie Murphy. Or Eddie Money. I would like to see Eddie Money play.
He could sing. Eddie Money can sing. So
if I could talk to the animals,
yes.
As Ronnie said, talk to the hippopotamus.
All right.
Okay. So let's see. Rox, you're next.
Yeah.
Changes are coming to Riverdale and Wade's Archie. In the 3-part series Over the Edge, what is said to be happening?
Mr. Weatherby is going to marry Miss Grundy.
Oh,
what?
No, that's not what's happening.
Show me the question. What's the question?
You get, click on the little thing down there.
I got it.
I know my Archie people. It's Mr. Weatherby. It's gonna.
Oh, I got it. I know.
Miss Grundy.
I think I know.
Okay, Lee.
We're gonna find out a couple of things over the edge. We're gonna find out that Miss Grundy, who we've seen, is not Miss Grundy because there is an actually old Miss Grundy, and we're going to find out in the 3-part story that there was something going on with the twins.
No. How about you, JJ? It's way more comic booky than any of that.
Oops.
The world is not flat.
Oh my god, Jughead can eat 50 burgers in one sitting.
No, a major character's gonna die. That's
a major character's gonna die. So none of us got any points.
By the way, on the CW Riverdale, what you said, Rox, is probably actually gonna happen. Since Miss Grundy was having sex with Archie anyway.
Oh, did you not know that, Rox?
I don't watch this.
Nobody watches this damn show. We're all just talking about it after like 7 people watch it. Your daughter's watching it, isn't she?
No, I watch it.
So
you do so not.
I do too.
Reggie's going to be the one who dies.
Well, Reggie. It isn't going to be Archie because then the show would just
or Jughead comic, because the Jughead's the one. No, Jughead's the one narrating it. Yeah,
well, yeah. Jughead's got to be the one sitting and eating 50 burgers one set.
I think we're getting things confused here. All right, so
I think Jughead should do Miss Grundy. Grundy.
Jughead's asexual. That's
comic canon. Not in, it's comic canon, but it is not canon in the show. They said they're not going to make him asexual. I know, I'm really upset with it, too. I wish they would.
I thought he was just a loser.
In the show,
when did they say he was asexual?
In the show, he's currently dating Betty.
Right. Yeah. Now, they could just show that he's dating Betty because, you know, societal influences, yada, 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 and he really is asexual, but so far... Yeah.
Well, and just because you have a romantic relationship doesn't mean you can't be asexual. There are different kinds of asexuality.
That is very true, JJ. Thank you.
And a point for Portland.
All right, I'm gonna give JJ half a point for informing us.
Thank you.
Or was he mansplaining?
No. You know what? I like JJ enough. I'm not gonna say he's mansplaining. You, on the other hand, might lose some points, John.
Can you really mansplain gender equality, though?
No, I'm sorry. Can you really mansplain the Archie on the CW? Because it's really, really bad.
Awesome.
It's so bad.
It's really good. I love it.
Dude, anyway. I can't believe you're watching this show.
I like it.
Like, on your own.
Yeah, the wife and I are watching it together.
And your daughter's not watching it. No, the teenager in your house is not.
They don't watch regular television. They watch it, if it's on YouTube, maybe.
She's not watching it.
All right. So up next, we have a new game called Show
Me.
Do you
want to know the points?
Yeah, give me the points.
Okay. So coming in, but going to go faster, is Rox at 0.5. JJ at 5.5. And Lee at 7.
All right.
Thank you, Initiative.
Okay. Wait a minute. I should be at 0.
She gave you 0.5 or something.
I did. Yeah.
She has that liberty.
Woohoo!
So.
And I've only given points both to Rox and JJ for that 0.5, not to me. Just FYI. Okay, go.
So the next game we have is called Show Me the Money. You get 3 points for getting the order correct. But what I mean by that is I'm going to give you 5 movies. Your job is to take them and reorder them into the right order from most money made to least money made. And for each one you get in the right position, you'll get 3 points.
Ooh.
So, Lee, who do you want to go first here?
You know what? I think I'm going to make Rox go first on this one.
Okay. All of these movies for this episode are from 1986. 1986. Okay. And they all appear within the top 50 for 1986. By the way, there are a lot of movies in 1986.
Yeah. Nothing was on TV.
So two of us at least were right at 16, right, John? Or 16 and 15?
Sure, 15.
So what am I doing? What am I doing? You have this
here.
The one.
So here we go. If you can see it. Your 5 titles are Back to School, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Police Academy 3, Back in Training,
ooh,
Short Circuit, and The Golden Child. Now tell me, in order from most money to least money, what order should these be in?
All right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
Back to School.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like that one. Police Academy 3. Mm-hmm. Short Circuit. And I know Golden Child came in last.
Okay. And the correct order is Back to School.
No! Did she get any of them right?
I did not.
That'll be a 0.
Nope,
okay.
She got none of them. So the order for those listening is Back to School, The Golden Child, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Police Academy 3, I should point out, and Short Circuit. So 91 million, 79 million, 70 million.
But think, Rox, you were correct in terms of cultural significance there.
This is true. I was.
I will give you points on that one.
Thank you.
But I'm not giving you any points on that. But
well, all right. Yeah, I'll take any.
I'm confused. Are the points going to be
No, I'm just giving you a pat on the back for
cheap
cultural significance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Sympathy point.
You're welcome.
All right, so since Rox went, we are going to go now to the left, which means Lee is next. Lee.
Oh, okay.
You get Platoon, Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, The Fly, Karate Kid Part 2, and Top Gun.
Oh, man.
Top Gun. Uh-huh. All right, hold on. I'm thinking. So Top Gun, because shirtless Tom Cruise. The Fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm typing them in. Fly.
Oh, well, I write them down just so you know as you go.
I know. Okay.
You don't have to do all that work.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here thinking like, all right, so Platoon.
Next.
You want Platoon? No, I'm sorry. No. Karate Kid 2. Mm-hmm. Poltergeist 2. And then Platoon.
Okay, so I've got, just to make sure, because it took a long time, Top Gun, The Fly, Karate Kid 2, Poltergeist 2, and Platoon, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
That's Top Gun was correct. It was the number one movie that year. But then it was Platoon, Karate Kid, which you do get points for as well, Poltergeist 2, which you do get points for, and then The Fly. So
I had The Fly and The Platoon. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically,
so
it's Flying Platoon mixed up.
So I got 15, right? Or
nine.
Sorry, it's three each. Okay, got it.
JJ, here is your set. Oops, wrong button. This button. There we go. Aliens, Cobra, Heartbreak Ridge, Ruthless People, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Is JJ there?
JJ's there. Maybe.
JJ looks stuck.
JJ?
He's stuck.
JJ! JJ! All right. We'll pause the show here for a second.
Or do you want to give it to Rox, and then if JJ comes back in, we'll give him the next one?
I wonder if I eject him, I wonder if he can get back in or not.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, there he is. Oh,
there he is. Yay, JJ!
Yay.
Those are yours.
Mine.
Good luck, dude. We have no clue.
Okay, I'm going to say Star Trek IV, Aliens, Ruthless People, Cobra Heartbreak Ridge.
Cobra Heartbreak Ridge. Okay. Mm. And let's see where we're at.
And I don't think I got a single one.
Star Trek 4. Correct. Aliens. Correct. Ruthless People. Correct. Cobra. You got all of them.
Wow.
All of them. Way to go. So 15 points, sir.
Yeah, right. I was actually a little surprised that Star Trek 4 was actually like the fourth highest movie that year.
It was the highest grossing Star Trek flick, so I figured.
Yeah, because that was the fun one.
What was the fun one? It whales. And it also, Star Trek movies always make a lot of money, so yeah.
Oh,
really?
Rox, here are yours. An American table. An American table. from the IKEA production company. An American Tale, Three Amigos, Pretty in Pink, Stand By Me, and Pretty Sue. Peggy Sue got married. Or Pretty Sue.
Oh, I got the worst one.
Oh,
right,
no. It gets worse.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'm going to go Stand By Me. Mm-hmm. Man, Pretty in Pink, Peggy Sue got married, American Tale, and Three Amigos. I know that's all wrong.
It is Stand By Me. You got that one right.
Wow.
An American Tale, Peggy Sue got married.
I got that
Pretty
one.
Pretty in Pink,
I said that one right.
And Three Amigos. So you
I got that one.
You got, you got three out of the five.
That's fine.
Three out,
I'm
of,
out
the
of zero. Out of zero.
Okay, Lee, these are yours. Gung Ho, Nothing in Common, Soul Man, The Money Pit, and Wildcats. All of my guilty pleasure watches. Yes.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm having a problem. How many did Rox get right?
Three.
Three, so 9 points. Yep. All right. Because I have to do double duty, and then my thing kicked out. All right, so, oh dear God in heaven, are you joking?
Gung-Ho, Nothing in Common, Soul Man, The Money Pit, and Wildcats.
Oh, you rat bastard. Okay. Worse. How can it get worse from this? Okay.
I hope it does that too.
Soul Man.
Uh-huh.
Nothing in Common.
Uh-huh.
Wildcats.
Uh-huh.
The Money Pit.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember Gung-Ho.
Gung-Ho, that was the Michael Keaton vehicle, but literally about vehicles.
Oh, that was about the Toyota company.
Wait.
I guess I shouldn't have given you a hint. I'm sorry.
Thank you. So what did I say? Soul Man first?
Yeah.
And then I said...
Then you said Nothing in Common.
Yeah.
Wildcats, Money Pit, and then Gung-Ho.
It's Gung-Ho, then Money Pit.
Okay, so you're just swapping the last two?
Yeah, okay. Just swapping the last two.
All right, so if you'd done them backwards, you'd have been in good shape.
Backwards.
All right, so The Money Pit, Gung-Ho, Nothing in Common, Soul Man, and Wildcats. So
I got 3 points?
Wait, no.
Didn't I have Nothing in Common number 3?
No, you had Nothing in Common number 2.
Yeah, so 0 points.
You got 0 points. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. JJ, here you go. Down and Out in Beverly Hills, Legal Eagles, Little Shop of Horrors, Running Scared, and The Color of Money. This money sleeps.
Okay. I'll say... I'll go Down and Out in Beverly Hills, Running Scared, Color of Money... Little Shop, Legal Eagles.
Down and Out, Running Scared, Color of Money. Little Shop and
Legal Eagles last.
Okay.
And here we go.
I figure why put too much thought into it because I don't know it.
Well, Down and Out, you got right. Then it was The Color of Money, Legal Eagles, Little Shop of Horrors, and Running Scared. So the only one that you got was Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Got it.
All right. So where are we at with the scores right now, Lee?
Right now, JJ is in the lead at 20.5. Mm-hmm. Lee is in second at 16. And Rox is at 12.5.
Okay. So Rox is going to get, I have an odd number. So Rox is going to get this one, and then Lee is going to get the last one.
Oh, goody.
Okay. A Room with a View, Children of a Lesser God, yes. Crimes of the Heart, Hannah, and her sisters. Or the morning after. Rox, that's for you.
Let's see.
Here you go,
Hannah
Jayden.
And her sisters.
Okay.
Let's see. You actually know. Wow, you put a Merchant Ivory film up there. Crimes of the Heart 2, Children of a Lesser God.
Was that the full title?
I want to see that movie.
Crimes of the Heart 2, Children of a Lesser God.
Yeah, it should. Morning After and A Room with a View, only because nobody went to Merchant Ivory films.
Oh, hell no, they didn't. Not in any
I film. did. Uh-huh.
Hannah and Her Sisters is correct. Then it follows up with Children of a Lesser God, The Morning After, Crimes of the Heart, and A Room with a View. So you got the first and last ones correct.
All right.
So you got six points.
Okay.
Lee, and here's the final one.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I have to put points in.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, my turn. Okay.
You still switch the page.
Wow, this is like digging now into the barrel.
Flight of the Navigator. FX, which, by the way, is one of my favorite movies of all time, weirdly enough.
I remember that movie.
Howard the Duck, not my favorite movie of all time. Iron Eagle and the Delta Force.
Wow. Howard the Duck. All right. Howard the Duck is number five. It made no money. I know this.
I don't know that Delta Force did either, but far be it for me to help you out.
I know. I'm like, all right, so Delta Force is four, because I think that's a Chuck Norris vehicle, and people go to Chuck Norris vehicles. FX is number one. Mm-hmm. Iron Eagle is two.
And that leaves Flight of the Navigator as three.
All right, hold on a second, though. Is Iron Eagle or FX... I'm going to go with my first one. Go.
Okay. What I think would be harder for this even would be how many times these aired on HBO on like Saturday weekend or Saturday afternoons. Yeah.
I know how I've watched FX a thousand times.
Oh, a gajillion. Yes.
All right.
And
Iron Eagle, FX. Oh. Your gut instinct was right to switch them, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Flight of the Navigator, the Delta Force, and Howard the Duck.
But I will take my 9 points at the end and not feel bad at all.
All right.
All right.
Okay, well, give us a score update here.
So, score update is Lee at 25, JJ 20.5, and Rox at 18.5.
All right, so up next, sports talk.
Sports.
Nerds. Okay, here we go. When you get 5 points for getting it correct, negative two. I think I've been doing negative five for some reason, but I went back and looked at my rules. It's negative two. If you get it incorrect, as soon as you know the answer, yell your name. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Here's the question. In this year's March Madness, what NCAA team...
Lee!
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll finish it. Lee, you're going to get the answer to the question, which I already know you know the answer to. Which NCAA team upset number two ranked Duke in the second round? Lee, what is it?
I even know this one.
Carolina Gamecocks, go fight, win. Okay, so can I tell you a story?
No!
Can we stop you?
No!
No, you can't. So it's a little tiny story. How many points do I get for that?
Five.
Oh, yay. Okay, so I saw that we won our first round match. You have to understand.
Oh, my God. That logo, that mascot's like spurs on it for fighting.
The Fighting Gamecocks, yep. Fighting
That's
Gamecocks.
That's a blood sport.
No, it's terrible. It yep. also looks like a Razorback with wings.
Yep.
Gosh. And,
oh, stop. So... I was in Chicago, and I heard we won the first game, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then everybody was like, yep, and you're seeing Duke in the next round. I was like, well, that was fun while it lasted. So, yay, go Gamecocks. Okay, I'm all good.
Great
so we're
story,
gonna
Lee.
I know, I'm so happy my Gamecocks. We're in the Sweet 16, motherfucker. Men and women, woohoo, go. Just saying.
Okay, up next is Geek Blitz. Who do you want? Who should we start with, Lee?
JJ.
Okay, so we're going to go JJ, Lee, then Rox for this first one. As a reminder, you get a point for every single one you get in the category. So I'm going to give you a category. The goal is to, as fast as you can, when we call your name, is to give an answer that fits that category. So, for example.
And you have little things that you're going to click,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I got that. Oh, good. I got that thing here. Right. So for example, if I was to say heroes with capes, one person would say Superman, which is an example used before. One would say Superman, another would say
Batman.
So
we go around in it's a round robin.
Exactly.
It's a round robin. Okay.
If you're the last person standing, you get 5 bonus points.
Awesome.
And we go until someone gets 10, which we've never reached, so okay. I'm not worried about that part. All right. The first question, and it starts with JJ, right? So we'll go JJ.
Yep. JJ.
JJ Lee Rox is sci-fi films with a fictional army. JJ.
With a fiction, like in the title or just with a fictional army?
Fictional army in it.
Star Wars.
Lee.
Star Trek.
Rox.
Starship Troopers.
Lee. JJ. Sorry.
Serenity.
Lee.
World of Warcraft.
Rox.
The Mummy.
JJ.
Battle Beyond the Stars.
Lee.
Oh, I just had it in my head.
rocks.
Shit.
Indiana Jones.
No, that was a real army.
Those were actual
real
Nazis.
Technically they were actors really? Playing Nazis, but
no matter how many alternative facts you've heard, there really were Nazis.
Okay, so the winner of that round is JJ had 3 points plus his bonus.
Okay,
five.
So wait. JJ got so 8 for JJ, right?
Mm-hmm. 2 for Lee and 2 for Rox.
I got a Roger Corman film in there. I'm pretty happy with that.
Okay, hold on. Nope. Have to get all the points in. Okay, got it.
So since JJ won, we'll start again with JJ, and we will go the other direction. So it's going to go JJ, Rox, Lee. Starting with JJ, natural disaster films. JJ.
In memory of Bill Paxton, Twister.
Rox.
Earthquake.
Lee.
San Andreas.
JJ.
Volcano.
Rox.
Mount St. Helens. Wasn't there?
Yeah. Lee. And JJ.
Dante's Peak.
Rox gave both the volcano movies.
Poseidon Adventure.
Fair enough.
JJ. Yeah.
Armageddon.
Rox.
Tremors.
I'll get a ruling from the judge in a minute. JJ. JJ.
I
have to call buzzer. I need a ruling from the judge on Rox's tremor answer.
Oh, come on. We all know worms. under our feet.
We've lost her audio again.
She said yes. She said give it to me. She said yes, because it's a classic.
She's saying no, I think repeatedly.
No, she's saying yes, please give it to her.
All right, Lee.
But they're the worms of Hamilton.
The fun part is watching us not hear Lee. Watch her freak out over there. All right, so Lee, for that round, you're going to have to go back out and come back in or something. JJ gets 9 points. Lee gets 1 point. And Rox gets 3 points. 9-1-3. Since JJ won again, although we have a problem if we can't hear Lee.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to start with JJ and go to Lee. Movies based off of television shows. JJ.
Serenity.
Lee.
Lost in Space.
Rox. JJ.
Damn.
A Very Brady sequel.
Ah!
Lee.
Oh,
Lee.
Shit. My Favorite Martian.
JJ.
The Brady Bunch.
All right. Todd, no! No, that was wrong, Lee. It was never
Mr. Ed.
There's no movie.
I don't think there's a movie called Mr. Ed. Maybe there is. So I'm going to move on. JJ.
My Favorite Martian.
Lee. I already said that. X-Files.
Did you?
She did say My Favorite Martian.
Oh, then she wins.
All right, so Lee, you get 3 points.
I'll take it.
Oh, sorry, 8 points. Excuse me, 8 points. And JJ gets 3 points.
And Rox gets Zippo?
I got Rox zero. Threw me off.
What I love is the showmanship of JJ. I'm going to go for the sequel, the Very Brady sequel. I'm going to skip
okay,
over
can
the
can we evening. Hold on a second? Let me go out and come back in and so I can hear you guys on my headset.
Sure.
All right, give me a second.
Oops. I think we're on our last one anyway.
Okay.
La da 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 da. You're muted. There you go.
All right. No. But I gotta
okay. start with. So you're gonna start. You're gonna start, and then JJ, and then Brox.
Okay.
Superheroes with primarily blue costumes. Lee.
Superman.
JJ.
Spider-Man.
Brox.
Oh, Larry Birdman.
Lee.
Captain America.
JJ.
The Wizard.
Rocks. I'm just going to let it go.
The Tick.
Okay. Lee.
She's so out of it, but the blue. Coulson. Blue suit.
Okay. JJ. I know JJ's going to run away with this, so I'm not really
Quicksilver.
Rocks.
Blue Beetle.
Oh, fair enough. Lee.
Zan.
Hold on. JJ, can I get a ruling on that? I don't think so.
You know, if she wants to say Zan, I'll say Jaina. Let's do it.
No, okay. Rocks.
Aunt May. She wore a blue sweater.
I'll allow it. Lee.
Oh, Buttercup. Powerpuff Girls.
Okay, JJ.
Galactus. Oh, he's not really a superhero, but...
Yeah, he's fair enough. Neither is Aunt May.
He's purple and blue.
Yeah. Rocks.
Oh, Harlem Globetrotters.
Lee.
Cyclops. I'm just giggling. I'm sorry.
JJ.
See, once you get into Cyclops, though, then you're dangerous, because then you can say any X-Men. So I'll just say Beast.
Okay.
Oh, he's really blue.
Rocks.
Oh, what's her name? Enigma Girl. Mystique. Got it.
Lee.
Nightcrawler.
JJ.
Papa Smurf.
Oh, Nightwing. Nightwing. Nightwing.
She gives a legitimate one, like 7 points in. Lee.
Elsa from Frozen. Motherfucker, you gonna put Papa Smurf in.
JJ.
Iceman.
Rocks.
Major Nelson from I Dream of Jeannie. His outfit's blue.
Lee.
Smurfette.
JJ.
Andy Smurf.
Rocks.
No more Smurfs. Oh my god. Blanche from Golden Girls. I think her hair was blue.
Lee.
Brainy Smurf.
JJ.
Aquaman after he drowns.
Rocks.
Bizarro Superman.
All right, y'all got to 10. Congratulations.
Dory! Okay, John, have fun with those.
It's just 10. 10 across the board. I literally could not.
Everybody gets 10. We just gave up on that.
I would just give JJ the score. But
10. Tab 10. It was too much fun. I gave myself 11. I didn't mean to. 10.
And I was wrong. There actually is, God help me, one more.
No.
Movies or television shows that feature artificial intelligence. We'll start with Lee. Lee.
Knight Rider.
JJ.
I think JJ's locked.
Me? Yes. Hal?
JJ?
Yes.
Movies or television shows that feature artificial intelligence?
Oh, is that another topic? Sorry, I dropped out for a minute. Yeah. Knight Rider.
I already said. Give you another chance.
Auto Man.
Rocks.
I said Hal earlier.
What's it from?
2001.
Lee.
Battlestar Galactica.
JJ.
Man, I'm thrown because I was thrown off. Star Wars. C-3PO's artificial intelligence.
Rocks. Oh boy, here we go again.
My Mother, the Car.
I don't think My Mother was a car.
There was a TV show called My Mother, the Car.
Okay, Lee.
Which was precursor to Knight Rider, people.
Alien Mother.
Oh my lord. JJ.
AI.
Rocks.
The creature from The Matrix that was all... I don't know what it is.
You just mean
what
The Matrix.
Matrix is.
Okay. Yeah. Lee.
Doctor Who, the TARDIS.
Okay, JJ.
Star Trek.
Rocks.
Star Trek 3.
I'm going to say no on that. I'll give you one more shot.
Artificial intelligence. Oh, the architect. Oh, Tron.
Lee.
Jarvis from all the Marvel Avengers.
Okay. JJ.
War Games.
Oh, good job. Rocks.
Westworld.
Lee.
Humans, the TV show.
Good call. JJ.
Drawing a blank. I got nothing.
Lee, I mean Rocks.
Future World.
Okay. Yeah. Lee, now I got it.
Big Hero 6.
Rocks.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay. Lee.
Wally.
Rocks.
I am now drawing a blank.
Okay. Lee wins that one.
Metropolis!
Oh, no, as soon as you drop out, a lot of them pop in your brain.
All right, John, what's the point?
Lee gets 13.
Okay.
JJ.
Is that with the 8 at the end?
That's with the 5.
Or 5 at the end?
5 at the end.
Okay.
You got 8 with plus 5.
Yeah.
JJ gets
JJ
5.
JJ gets?
5.
Uh huh. Rocks?
Gets 6.
6. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Alrighty. All right. So the score, Rocks is at 39.5, JJ is at 55.5, and Lee is at 64.
All right, so our second last game here, guys, ramming speed. Now, this is a game where you're going to have a minute to answer as many questions as you can on a given topic. Lee will get to decide the order of who's going to pick when. So, Lee, who's going to pick first, who's going to pick second, who's going to pick third?
I want to see the topics first.
I'm not showing you the topics first.
Oh, okay. Lee will go first. Uh-huh. JJ will go second. Uh-huh. And Rox will go third.
All right. So your topics are duck, goose, Wolverine.
Oh, God. Okay.
So which one do you want, Lee? Duck, goose, or Wolverine?
God, duck, goose, Wolverine. I'm going to go with duck.
Duck. Okay. Duck is your category.
Yeah.
Your time will start after I finish the first question. You can keep going. If you come across a numeric value,
up or down.
You cannot pass. I'll say higher or lower until you get the right value.
And I only have one pass, right?
You only have one pass, but the pass makes absolutely no sense when you think about it because you could just say anything.
Right.
Including pass. So there you go. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, well, I don't even know why I offer a pass. It doesn't matter. Anyway, okay, so here we go. Your first question. Daisy Duck's original name was what?
Delphinia.
Incorrect. What year did Donald Duck debut on screen?
1942.
Lower.
1939.
Lower.
1937.
Lower.
1933.
Higher.
1934?
Correct.
35?
Correct. 34 is correct. What is a group of ducks called?
A gaggle.
Incorrect. What are Donald's nephew's names?
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Correct. What year was Howard the Duck released?
1986.
Correct. Thank you for paying attention. DuckTales featured what heroic pilot voiced by Terry McGovern? DuckTales featured what heroic pilot?
Duck McCaptain.
Nope. In the Disney comics, what town does Donald live in?
Duckville.
Incorrect. How many episodes of Darkwing Duck were there?
47.
Higher. I'll let you finish.
57.
Higher. Two more guesses.
67.
Higher.
97.
No! 91. You were so close in the last one.
I was close in the last one.
All right, so you did the Daisy Duck's original name was Donna Duck. You got the Donald Duck debut on screen of 1934, correct? A group of ducks is called a raft, a team, or a paddling.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Gaggle. I had no idea.
Who are Donald's nephews? Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Of course, you've got that one right. Howard the Duck, you've been paying attention, was released in 1986. Launchpad McQuack was the person you were looking for from DuckTales.
I had no idea. I never watched DuckTales. Sorry, it was after me. Okay.
And Duckburg was the other one that you missed as well. So you.
So I got three.
So that is 9 points. You get 3 points for each of those.
Okay.
All right. So, JJ, you get to pick between Goose or Wolverine.
I feel I have to. I'm terrified to pick Wolverine because it's probably something sports related, but I'm going to pick it anyway. Wolverine.
Okay, Wolverine, your time will start after I ask the first question, which is ridiculously simple. Hugh Jackman originated the Wolverine character in what movie?
X-Men.
That is correct. An average male Wolverine may travel up to how many miles in a day?
4.
Higher.
7.
Higher.
12.
Higher.
15.
Correct. Wolverine's first appeared in the last panel of what comic series?
Hulk 181.
That is correct. The Hulk is correct. 180 is actually the 183. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Who played Jed in the original Red Dawn?
Jed in the original... Patrick Swayze.
Correct. What year was the original Red Dawn released?
86.
Lower.
85.
Lower.
84.
Correct. Who played Jed in the 2012 version of Red Dawn?
Chris Hemsworth.
Correct. Who played Victor Creed in X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Shriver.
Correct. What year did Wolverine first appear in comics?
1972.
Higher.
73.
Higher. I'll give you one more guess.
74.
Correct. Wow. That was fairly impressive. You got everyone you were asked correct. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them correct at 3 points each, which my math tells me is 24.
We can't hear you, Lee.
24. So, Lee, did you get the 24? I still can't hear you. I don't know.
It looked like her mouth said yes.
Okay, it looks like she got 24. You remember your score anyway, 24, in case we have to go back to it. Yeah. She'll drop out and come back in. All right, so you get Goose. You get Goosed there, Rox.
I do. All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Time starts after I ask the first question. Lee is back. What is the collective name for a group of geese?
A gaggle.
Correct. In Top Gun, who plays Goose?
The cohort to what's his name?
Incorrect. In years, what is the top end of life expectancy for a Canada goose?
4 years.
Higher.
7.
Higher.
15.
Higher.
27.
Lower.
21.
Higher.
23.
Higher.
24.
Correct. Goose Island Brewery is located in what city?
Vancouver.
Incorrect. Anthony Edwards starred as Dr. Green in what show? On what show?
Dr. Shrinker.
Incorrect. Anthony Edwards starred opposite Robert Carradine in what movie franchise?
I got the crap ones.
Dude, I had Duck. Do not.
Do you got a guess on the last question? Anthony Edwards starred opposite Robert Carradine in what movie franchise?
Kung Fu.
Incorrect. There's a different Carradine.
I'd love to see him in Kung Fu.
Oh, God. Now I remember. I was like, I couldn't figure it out. And then it was like Revenge of the Nerds. Okay, got it. Yeah, there we go.
You got Gaggle, correct. Anthony Edwards is who played Goose in Top Gun. Thus the rest of the Anthony Edwards questions. You got 24 correct. Chicago is where Goose Island Brewery is. Anthony Edwards, of course, is Dr. Green on ER. And that's it.
I never watched ER.
She got six against
me on that. I never watched that show. I never watched.
Blame Lee. I didn't decide who got what questions.
Look, dude, I would have much rather had Goose than Duck. I would have done much better.
Thanks for leaving me Wolverine.
Yeah, you're welcome. I knew I wouldn't do well at Wolverine.
Well, now I get to go tell my boyfriend I'm a loser yet again. Okay, go ahead.
I'm a loser, baby. Nobody. Yeah, sorry.
All right. So the last game is our final Jeopardy.
Oh, this is the all or nothing.
All right. We need points, Lee.
All right, points. JJ with that 24 massive points in ramming speed is at 79.5. Lee is at 73 and Rox is at 42.5.
Okay, so you can bet up to and including your full total. You're going to go ahead and write that number down.
I thought we got to see the question before we
did it. At least with Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, we get to see
know
the question first.
What it
at
is.
Least the, at least the topic.
The topic is Wolverine.
Shit.
Actually, let me clarify. The topic is Hugh Jackman.
All right.
Oh, that's different. Oh. That's, that's a little different. All right.
I'm gonna go all of it.
I'm ready.
All right, everyone wrote down their number?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Logan is currently rating at like 95% on Rotten Tomato. However, he's not Hugh Jackman's not always liked in all of his films. Name four Rotten Tomato rated movies featuring Hugh Jackman with a score of 50% or less. 10-point bonus for listing his film with the lowest rating, which is at 4%. So I need four Rotten Tomato rated movies featuring Hugh Jackman with a tomato score of 50% or less.
Are we writing them? Or
yeah, write them down. Write them down.
Okay.
Write down four movies that would have been rated by Rotten Tomato and have a score of 50% or less. While you do that, I'll sing the X-Men theme song. X-Men.
I don't think that's the song, John. John, it's not the song.
In my head, it is. And there's Jubilee. X-Men!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Let me know when you got your answers.
Give me a minute. I'm thinking. I think I know the worst one.
I'm going to bet you don't. But if you do, I'll give you 10 extra points. Who's seen Logan, by the way? I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I have. Excellent movie.
That's my understanding. I'm sure JJ has the same feeling.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. Yeah, I love the fact that we've had no like decent Robin, but we have had both Hit Girl and X-23. So girls are killing it in the sidekick business.
That's where they belong. Oh wait, hold on.
Keep it up.
Hey, in Trump's America, that's where they belong. I don't make the rules. I just resist them.
Okay.
So.
He did that one, didn't he?
I don't know. You tell me.
I did. Yeah, I got it. Okay. I think I got four.
At least one of them has come up this episode. So. All right. So do we have four rocks?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And Lee, do we have four?
We have four. Okay. I don't know if they're right.
And JJ, do we have four?
I have four.
All right, let's start with...
I don't know if they're right.
How many points, first of all, did you put out there, JJ?
I only put up 15.
15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always screw up here.
And give me your four.
Kate and Leopold.
Mm-hmm. Just give me the list and I'll let you know.
Van Helsing.
Mm-hmm.
X3. And X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay. I will let you know that three of those are on the list. You did not get all four. Yep. So the ones that are on the list, in case someone has them, Kate and Leopold was at 50%. It was like the top of the 50s. X3 was not on that list.
No! Really?
Yep. And Van Helsing was at 23.
Okay.
Lee, give me your
score. Here we go. And I typed him in, but I did it for 10 points. And I did Real Steel, X-Men 3, Kate and Leopold, and Van Helsing.
Real Steel did not make the bottom 50%.
How the hell not?
Neither did X3, as we said before. What was your fourth one, JJ? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Oh, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. X-Men Origins Wolverine was in the it was at
38%. Oh, yeah. Okay. So three of his four. Yeah. All right. Real Steel, what the hell did it have? It was so bad.
Yeah, I think it was higher than that, though. It was like 60 or something.
Okay. Oh,
really?
Double checking my math. Yeah. Yep.
I believe you. No.
And Rox, what do you have?
I have Scoop.
Scoop, actually, yes, is in there.
What is Scoop?
It was Woody Allen thing.
It was a 40% movie.
Australia.
Australia did not make the list. What was the other? The other two?
Kate and Leopold.
That's correct.
And Les Mis.
No, that did not make the list. It got higher than 50%.
For the record, right. I kind of like Kate and Leopold. I thought it was okay.
Oh my god! You know what? I saw right. Kate and Leopold before they fixed it because
they fixed it.
Because it was one of those.
He had sex with his grandmother, wasn't it, or something?
Yes,
like that?
It was. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I forgot that part. Oh.
So basically, there's 32 Rotten Tomato rated movies of his. 13 came in under 50%. The 13 are Pan at 27%. Chappie.
Chappie was bad.
Chappie.
Yes.
Yeah.
The movie that he is in that is at 4% is Movie 43.
What the hell is that movie?
Oh, I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
It's like a little sketch comedy. It's like a Kentucky Fried Chicken thing. Kentucky Fried movie, rather. Or chicken. Either one. Butter at 33%. Snowflower and the Secret Fan at 21%. Oh My God at 21%. X-Men Origin Wolverines is at 38%. X-Men Origins Wolverine. I think I said Wolverines, but anyway. Deception was at 14%. Scoop was at 40. Van Helsing at 23. Kate and Leopold 50. Swordfish at 26.
Oh,
and
my
Someone
God.
Like You at 43.
So the lowest was that movie 43 thing?
Movie 43, yes.
All right. And Rox, how many points did you guess?
I got two, right?
All right.
All of us got it wrong.
I had 10.
Oh, you had 10. Okay.
Yeah.
And we all guessed wrong, correctly?
That is.
John?
You all correctly guessed wrong. Yes, that is
correct. We all correctly guessed wrong. All right.
So give us the final total.
So JJ is the winner at 64.5. Lee is number two at 63. And Rox did okay.
But I'm funnier than you guys.
Sure. I'll give you an extra half point for that. So you're at 33.
All right, Lee. Thank you again for scorekeeping. We appreciate it. And we can, of course, see you on 50 Days Dragon Con coming up here in like 100 days. Yeah, you shouldn't have muted yourself because now we can't hear you again. Yeah, we're 160 days out. So, yes, Lee, you're saying stuff, but we can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Yeah. And Rox, where can people find you?
They can find me all over the place. Needcoffee.com, Weekend Justice, whatever sometimes you throw at me for Unique Geek. You can find me at spazhouseLLC.com for all your research needs. And you can find me at Library Skulking in through Special Collections.
And JJ, people can find you over at The Website of Doom. What is your Twitter handle there, buddy?
JJ Hawkins.
JJ Hawkins. And you and Aaron just did Secret of the Ooze, right?
Yeah, it's 2 months ago we just did X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we just did Secret of the Ooze that just came out yesterday, I think it was. So yeah.
Yeah. And X-Men Origins Wolverine still sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good at all.
It really, truly.
Even Ryan Reynolds couldn't save that movie as Deadpool. I think we lost JJ again, maybe? Yeah, we did. But that's okay, because it's the end of the show. So again, oh, there's JJ back. He's moving again.
Oh, okay. I think we gave Secret of the Ooze a higher rating than we did X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Which makes me want to do this real quick, which is check Rotten Tomatoes and see what it has to say. Well, we're closing out the show. What is Rox? What is your Twitter handle?
At Spazhouse LLC.
Spazhouse LLC. Okay. Secret of the Ooze. Is it OZZE, right? Or OOZE?
I think it's OOZE.
And Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 32%, and what was which, by the way, is one better than Passengers, the film with it's slightly less than X-Men Origins Wolverine, which is a 38.
Okay,
but it's close enough.
Yes,
it's close enough for someone's opinion. So there you go. All right, again, guys, thank you for joining me. Until next time, this is John for JJ. Rox and Lee saying peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.